this time it's West Virginia. All right, we are at, I'm doing this one because of the name of the city. And the name of the city is Hurricane West Virginia. Being from Florida, we couldn't pass it up. All right, so we're at Valley Park. Short tees, long tees. I'm not in the mood for long tees, so we're gonna have to do shorts. Long is 6,673. Drop zone, we have a lake. All right, short tees, 5,020 feet. Confirmed player track penalty, create scorecard. I don't know if I'm at the right tee yet. We're gonna find out here in a minute. It seems awful long for a short tee. Connection's a little spotty, but. Alright, so we are playing from the short. And where are we? Looking for my GPS dot here. Yeah, we're on the long pad. Alright, so we're not playing longs. So, chances are we're going to do at least three games today. Long is a pro level throw. You have to get over a lake. Need lots of distance, but I'm not in that kind of mood today, so I'm trying to figure out where our short pad is. So, this is a beautiful park. Like to have the tee pad up by this library thing. There's some pretty people here in West Virginia. I'll give you that. All right, so even from the short pad, you have to go over the lake. You got two little buildings. Wear some shoes with traction because the grass is mowed, very well taken care of, but at what time is it? 9 o'clock in the morning, it's still a little slick. What are you doing here? Looks like we have to go up into the parking lot. Alright, so short tee is over by whatever this building is. So there's a drop zone, there's a walker. Alright, so we got number one, 242. Looks a bit longer than that. We got a walker walking by, so we gotta wait for her to pass. Get a picture. I'll do video on the back nine. All right, we're probably gonna use the F2 here. All right. No warm up here, so we're throwing cold. Got some ducks in the way, so hopefully we won't end up in the water, because if it goes there, we won't be able to find it, so. Alright, 242, number one, Valley Park, Hurricane, West Virginia. Using an F2, so. Pretty much aiming at the basket, it's kind of open, it's just I want to make sure we get over the water. So. Building. Oh, just missed it. All right. And yeah, we're over there. There's a crappy one. We're over there. So. I gotta walk down the grass, but it's not the safest bet in the world. So let's go over here. See if we can do this without busting our hump. We'll go down with a slight angle. So. Grass still wet, so I got traction shoes, but you know how that goes. So. But you got a soccer complex in here, you got bass, anything you want is in here. Walking trails, cool artwork. Kudos to the city of Hurricane for clearly taking care of their park. There's a little bit of trash, not a lot. It's beautiful here. I could see this place being quite busy. Hopefully there's a league attached to it, because if not, it's a wasted opportunity. If you go long on this one, and you don't have distance like myself, you'd have to shorten this up. Your drop zone is down on the gravel walkway to the left of the buildings. The little sign there says drop zone. It's marked up on the sign, but if you have a hard time finding it. We're going to use a bird and toss up here to try to figure three. I can't see it because I threw on the other side of this little building. Gonna hyzer it around that corner. Sit down. There we go. Alright, I gotta walk back that way. I'll leave my cart there. Kind of bounced it off this building. Oh, that's a nice photo. Good photo out there. We're taking some pictures. Alright, so we're gonna get a three. It's really a drop in, but again, for those that may not have heard the last ones, I make the sound for audio purposes. Get another picture. Beautiful scenery here. Got bugs, bring bug spray. Got this crazy ass duck with his ass in the air. Girlfriend's got issues there, buddy. Some mallards. So I'm chilling, enjoying the water. It's early in the morning, so they probably have a bunch of mallards. Maybe 15, 20 of them out here. Alright, I didn't throw into the water. Let's not drop my disc and roll it into the water. Alright, let's go find our pad. Looks like we're throwing into the woods. I'm at a very casual pace today. I'm not rushed like my last game yesterday. Today is July 12th. Whoops, I think I'm up past it. Wait a minute, am I going to the right one here? Number two. I think I'm about to walk past the pad. Yes, I am. Okay. We have to use this pad up here. We actually have it's a concrete pad, it looks like, and they covered it in indoor-outdoor carpet. So, I'm about to step on it and find out for sure. But I like the way it makes the place look. No, there's no concrete under there. 5:37. Not sure if I buy that. Okay. Oh, I see a different basket. All right, so we have Mando. So we're gonna have to use Valkyrie. Obviously I can't throw 5:37, so my problem with park stalkers like this and holes that are short but still over 500 feet, a lot of rec players won't play it. A serious people will, but if you're trying to bring people new into the sport, them staring at a 500 foot hole is not something they're looking forward to. Valkyrie, throw one on two. Almost hit a bird. I didn't see my disc roll or anything, so it might have stuck in the ground. It did what I wanted to. I didn't throw it flat enough, so I didn't. I got through Mando. If you've played this course before, you have Mando to the left, you gotta go right. To the right, you gotta go left. I threaded that fine enough, but I didn't see my disc kick anywhere. So I didn't see it kick, I didn't see it roll. I find that kind of hard to believe. So hopefully I didn't just lose my disc. It landed, I mean, it went where I wanted it to. What's up, Mr. Robin? How you doing, buddy? But I guess we'll find out in a minute. I got a cool covered part. It's gorgeous back here. Wow. Oh, no, we're good. Okay. It just must have popped the root and decided to sit still for me. I have no idea where the basket is. The basket that's here to the left is not the one we're throwing to. All right, so we have to go. We're going to have to throw something bright. All right, so we got a downward hill. So we're going to need to back our forehand again. We're going to have to run after this disc. I'm going to use a... Normally, I'd use the Valkyrie, but I'm going to use a Sidewinder just because it's bright yellow, like almost neon yellow. So, but I'm going to have to run after this as soon as I throw it. Forehand with a Sidewinder. I'm going to have to ante this so it doesn't go left on me. I'm going to skip right across the top of the hill because it drops off severely on the other side. That probably rolled. It's still rolling. Come on, roll in the better direction. Oh, that's good. Okay, I can live with that. All right. I wonder if there's a disc golf store around here somewhere. So I need a Valkyrie that is extremely bright. I also need to replace my Eagles. Still haven't got around replacing the ones I lost. Lost one in Florida, 30 feet up in a tree. They did message me, tell me they found it, but I guess they don't feel like mailing it to me, so hope to enjoy it. And where'd always the other one? Tennessee, I think. I've lost a ton of discs in a ton of states, so when you play this much, you're gonna lose them, so you have to face the fact. Alright, so you have to go hard. I see a basket placement here, but I still don't see the basket. Alright, I'm going by the... I'm using U-disc here, so... I'm assuming it's down in that pocket. Because here's... I see a pole for an alternate placement. So... I'm just gonna go ahead and use the Sidewinder again. It's bright. So I'm gonna ante this, get it around that corner. All right, so we're, if y'all played this before, we're throw one, two, that was throw three. We landed just on the other side of the alternate placement for this hole. Yeah, okay, basket's what I thought it was. I just have no idea what's behind it since I've never played the course before. So I could go high and try to drive it in, but again, when you're throwing completely blind and you know there's creeks and hills around, you don't want to push your luck. All right. Nice signage, the hole three. Appreciate the sign on there. Thank you for not coloring. I like the surroundings. All right, I'm going to use a bird so it sits down so we can save, see, one forehand top of the hill, forehand halfway down the hill, that's two, down here it's three, this is four, so. All right, I'm going to use a bird to try to get it close into the five. I'm aiming for the top of the band, left side. And I released like garbage. So I released too soon and it went more left than I wanted, but we'll be fine, we'll still get a five. In the middle of the day, this must be a nightmare in here. Because it's like 70 something, but it's supposed to climb into the 90s today. And if it does, it's gonna be ugly in here. So. That's five. Sorry. One, two, three, four. Drop in five. Okay, so we got a five. All right, that puts us one over on this one, so they've got it parred appropriately. So, or scored, marked appropriately. I guess a better way of putting it. I can see people losing this guy here. Two 2:44. Now we're in the woods. It's supposed to be a little hiking out here, so I'm kind of trying to take the time. All right, we have a long pad and a short pad. We gotta get some short. Both long and short are marked, by the way, so. Short on number 3 is pretty cool because they got these pavers a couple around it to level it out. So we greatly appreciate that. All right, we'll do a forehand with a Valkyrie. Not concrete, but it's like this one's wrapped in a red indoor outdoor carpet. Cool looking. All right. There's too much noise out here. There's no wind today, so I'll be using the Lunas for my putting. I'm gonna move y'all up here to the end of the fast or end of the tee. Alright, looks like there's Mando down there. Oh no, it's not. Okay. It's just a sign pointing us to the next sign. Alright, 203 OB is. What's OB? Assuming everything in the woods over there is OB, I guess. So if you can't find it, all right, Valkyrie, forehand. There's no way I'd be able to backhand this anyways. Skip up. Ah, I got behind the tree. It's fine. Let's take this route up here. I got two different routes. We're gonna take the high route so I don't run my cart over that log. Beautiful, beautiful scenery here. We've got this fallen tree. It's nice and green because it is July, obviously. And I can see 4 already, so we're going to put our cart on 4. We'll finish off 3. I'm assuming that's a short pad. No, it might be a long pad. Oh, there's a short one up there. Need a bird. And Luna. So, bird probably ain't gonna do me no good here. Got too many trees in the way. 4-hand with the 6-claw. Having to step way out, I'm gonna put y'all down. You throw around and perfect time to the basket. That's a really good upshot. Took a 6-claw forehand chopping motion up in the air so it would hyzer down. And the goal is to get it hit in that hyzer mode so it rolls with the left side down. When it hits the ground, it should roll in towards the basket. And in this case, that's exactly what it did. And we are 4 feet away. 4A, 3. So 3-on-3. Let's go back and grab our cart since we left it on the long pads. Short pads are challenging, don't get too froggy. So got left trees in the way, so unless you're glutton for punishment or you just have the experience for it, go ahead and play the longs. On this one, on 4, the long isn't that much of a difference. Need some big ass trees. It's not that much for distance, but it does change your shot style. Because there's a bunch of big pines in the way. So probably gonna forehand this again. Oh, I need a brighter Valkyrie. I don't like these dark blues with this kind of foliage. The vines and poison ivy are growing up here, so. Go high and try to hit this. Man, that's one hell of a flex move here. All right, let's try it anyways. Let me try to not hyzer it so much so it drives right on the earlier. Get around it. Oh, it hit a tree. Man, that looked good. So if you've played this course before, you're on the short pad and you have the one tree to your left. It's solid until it splits about 6 foot up. And you have two trees to your right. I'm walking down the fairway as I say this. Two trees to your left, to my left. One tree to my left, my right. I got one directly in front of me. You have a stump that's to my right on the ground. It's cut down. I hit the tree directly after that with two little, looks like stumps on either end of it. Kind of looks like it's, almost kind of looks like it's giving the world the middle finger. So that's where I hit, that's the tree I hit. So,
bird, second throw on four. We got it.
We got a bird. We got a bird. Beautiful, beautiful putt. Oh my God, how pretty was that? Floated right into the basket. Kept that life side up. Oh, we got a rest stop over here. Oh crap. So if you're on a rest stop just before exit 34, if you're eastbound and you stop on the rest stop, the basket's right here, folks. Oh, get that. Oh, wow. Okay, so we got a birdie on two. All right. Cool. Take it. I'll take it. All right, number five. Nice sign here. Oh, that's cool. So the eastbound rest stop in Virginia, I'm looking at the westbound exit sign. The westbound exit side is 34, so you'd be eastbound. That's 10 over there. What rest stop would this be? It looks like the West Virginia Welcome Center, the first one you hit when you come in, maybe? No, because I think they've got one of the big store ones. Anyways, the rest stop near Hurricane, if you're eastbound and you stop in the rest stop, you have a disc golf course. Literally, there's no fencing. You can walk right onto it and you'll walk right on the five. That's just awesome. All right. Okay, so four, we got a two. Five is 22. I can see the basket. Beautiful view. We're gonna use Valkyrie again. Forehand shot. I gotta keep it down. We got a ceiling issue here, so I can't go high, so I gotta try to relax and keep this down. Ooh, I didn't keep it down, but we got a lucky kick. As long as it doesn't roll ugly, now we're good. I released a little early, so it went left on me. And we missed the big tree that's kind of hanging over on the left, the first one on the left down the fairway. There's two skinny branches popping up from it. I got in between there, but apparently there was a branch on the other side and I hit it. I don't see what the branch is, but I clearly hit one. I think it's a little skinny tree past it. I think I hit one hanging out there. So. But I had too much height, so I just didn't throw it right. I mean, it was okay, felt okay. As far as form-wise, I just gave it too much height, that's all. It's nothing that makes me want to quit throwing them. All right, bird, second throw on five. Sit down, right under the basket. All right, good, we'll get a three. Keep the Valkyrie out since that seems to be the go-to disc for here. Excuse me. Alright, number six is up the hill apparently. Let's grab our disc. Alright, that's a three. Alright, we gotta go where? Oh, I don't think we go up the hill. Or do we go up the hill? There's a sign up there, but I can't read it yet. Oh, that might be six right there. So we gotta go up the hill. A little wet, so a little slippery, be careful. All right, six long and down the path, and this looks like a short shot. Is that six or is that eight? No, that's six. Okay. If you like birds, you're definitely going to get an earful of them out here. I literally can see the rest stop beyond six here. All right, so we got a three on five. Six is 326, I agree with that. you overthrow six, you're in the rest stop. That's how close that rest stop is.
All right, Valkyrie, forehand again.
What do I do with my... What is my... There it is. Right there. I need my drive pouch.
Try to keep it down. I got a ceiling issue here, so Valkyrie, forehand.
Annie, that was a little too much, so I did more of a sweeping motion than a true forehand throw. So, and when you do that sweeping motion, like you're dusting the top of a television set, for those of you that remember the big bastards, since most of them now are all flat screens, it just shows my age. But anyways, the sweeping motion, like you're wiping off a bookshelf at shoulder level. How about that? So, most people don't know what books are. So, but anyways, it was bad form. So, I just didn't throw it right. But that's why I'm throwing it for these games, to learn how to do it. All right, so we got tucked behind a tree. Got some ivy here, so I have to be careful. I got a judge and a Luna. The judge, I can get it to dive right and knock him back left. I may forehand this. Alright, forehand with the judge. I'm using the hard E mechanism. Nice up. Beautiful, Norton. Well done. I know what that disc will do. I've thrown that one forehand enough that I'm a little more comfortable with it. So, we're right next to the basket. We'll secure three. So it's basically a drop in. Oh, I thought that said nine for half a second. That is useful information. So if you want to, if you're driving through here, oh, well, not quite as close as I thought. All right, we're gonna have to work for this one. It's not a drop in. It's not a skip as far as I thought. I can't believe that we got a four. That was the weakest putt. Well, I can't say the weakest putt, but don't get ahead of yourself, ladies and gentlemen, which is what I just did. Idiot, you know better than that. All right, we got a four. It is what it is. No fudging of numbers. The JT, it is what it is. If I miss it that close and that stupid, I deserve the crappy score for it. So. Where are we going to? Seven. All right, so we have to go back almost. Did we have to go into the... where are we going here? There's no way we have to go to the rest stop. That doesn't make any sense. So the part is accessible. Well, you can access it even from the car section, but the truck part is closer. Oh, okay, so when you're throwing down the fairway on six and you're walking down to your to the basket, look to your left, you're gonna see an opening and your sign will be stuck in there. The first one you come to will be pro. Pro is green. Looks like they've colored short red. So we have Mando on the left, which I'm actively looking for now since I screwed myself in a tournament by not recognizing the Mando sign. Alright, so we gotta go. Their signage out here ain't the best. I mean, it's nice, but it's not very informative. It clearly wasn't designed by a disc golfer. So. Alright, 370. What I wanna do here, I'm thinking about it. Hang on. So, Roadrunner, but it might not come back left on me. Let's use a beast. I'll just try to get it up here. I can't see the basket. So, it says we've got to go up and then dog leg left. Not quite hard dog leg, but still, we got to cut left. So I'm just going to try to get it straight down the fairway. Get a little bit of left on this. So let me use the newer beast. Go straight down the fairway. Try to get a little bit of left. If y'all have played this, there's like a barbecue grill or something in the middle of the fairway up there. I'm going to try to bring it to the left of that and not hit any trees. I got to take a lot out of this so I don't go into any trees though. Released a little early, but we still got up there. And took a little bit too much out of it. I should have been a bit more aggressive with my pull through. And I released early, so it went left a little soon, but got through the trees. Okay. We got some nice houses over here. It looked like a barbecue grill from back here, but I actually think it's a drain, like a massive drain cover. On them commercial industrial bastards. Yeah, that's what it is. It's some kind of massive drain. I still can't see the bass yet, which is odd for 370. Oh, there's a fence there. I ain't gonna worry about him. All right, now I see the basket. It's buried up in the trees up there. This beast is, the profile is too big. So we're gonna use Sidewinder. I'm gonna hyzer it a little bit. No, I'm not. I'm gonna go to the Valkyrie because I'm not gonna be able to pull right out of that disc throwing it that way. All right. Second throw on 7 using the Valkyrie. This is a, what's the weight on this thing? 175, and then so the champion, by the way. Champion Valkyrie. All right, forehand Valkyrie, second throw on 7. Ooh, God, I think that's my trap. I'm gonna hit something. I think we're all right. We got up there. We didn't clank into too many trees. We got through a dozen of them. And there's like 2 dozen trees on this particular hole. Like, and not much of a shortage of them on the other ones either. I didn't flatten disc out right. I released. Annie was down, or if you don't know what I'm referring to, I had the right side of this down. You can't do that with this disc. I have to hyzer it if I want it to flex and turn. It just, it has a very aggressive right turn. So, all right, we're too far away to do 30 unless we do some weird crap like we did yesterday. Third throw on 7, trying to get close enough to secure a 4. So, using a Berg, because I needed to sit still once it hits the ground. And we got a 4 right next to the basket. All right. All right. And this is a drop-in. I don't have to throw it. Oh, this is a 4. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. We got a 4. Got par done. All right. I thought this, I automatically go in 3 mode on pulls. So no matter what, I try to get them in 3. So sometimes the course surprises me. Like this one. All right. Let's see what we got here. Cool. All right. I'll take it. 191 on 8. Looks like it might be elevated. This might be the pad for... Is this the pad for 6? Or... I see an arrow pointing to 8. So this must be the 6 Pro pad. Yeah, it is. Yes, that's the long pad for 6. It's weird how some people have a problem with me calling that a Pro pad. It's a long pad. Maybe if you're more experienced, that's what you play on. So. Just call it longs or shorts. How about you create your own damn podcast and call it what you want? Right. Oh, it's so pretty back there. The shade is, the beaming sun up there. This shade is extremely welcome. Oh, I meant flying disc off sign. That's a good one. There are plenty of signs around here warning people that we are out and about. Cool. They take really good care of this park. This is really, really nice. All right, short and long pad. We're not that far apart here. But, let's take a look and see how it changes things up. Put my card on short. So if you're on the long here, they got these cool pavers in the back because they built the ground up to level the pad out. So thank you. All right, it's saying that it's 191. You have a hill and a buttload of trees. So I can't see the basket. It's saying it's straight down from the pro pad, maybe with a slight left hook. So we're gonna go to the, okay, so it's definitely an easier shot. You got more of an opening to work with. But I don't know where the pad is. You gotta go up and to the right. Up and to the left. You gotta go up and left. So that means I need to get 180 before my turn, probably 170 and then get it to turn. Let's use the F2. Damn, that's too much disc for this. I can't see the basket. This is an issue. So. Alright, we're just going to use a beast and pull a lot out of it. I'm using the newer one so it goes left. I'm not going to overthrow this bad. So. Oh. I really flaked and we lucked out and somehow made it through them damn trees. I took a whole lot of this disc, so it's the only reason I wanted to throw this one instead of the Valkyrie is because this one's bright orange and I have no idea. Oh, it's a hanging basket. Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus, I could have thrown the Supreme on this. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. The Supreme would have been perfect for this. Yeah, even the Luna. It's just a straight shot down, casual left. You're right at the basket. But it's a hanging basket, so. All right, no wind today, so we're going with Luna. Let's move the judges up into the wind pouch, which is one row up. Get off me, mosquito. Second throw on 8, 6 club. Go in. Oh, that was looking good. That was looking good, Norton. Keep it up, buddy. I should have just umped a little bit more to it because it had the right angle. If I would have put just a little more stank to it because I was trying not to overthrow it, we definitely would have gone in on that one, but we didn't, so. All right, I never got one of these weird shots underneath. Let's see if I can't pull this off. Right. How am I gonna do this? I use a heavier chain to secure this too, so very cool. Oh wait a minute, I'll make a good picture. You can see my bag and then I'm taking a picture of my shadow. Alright, so we got a 3. It's alright. Oh, wait a minute, I want to take another picture of that. Sorry, I'm gonna click off a few extra minutes messing with this crap. All right, we're heading to 9. I'm gonna make sure I get the anchor point. Okay. All right, yeah. I'll try to do some video on the back half once I cut y'all loose, y'all. Maybe a bite or something. What are we doing on time? Yep, we're running right around. Traditionally, it seems to hover around 30, 35 minutes. That way, it gives me 5-6 minutes to run my mouth. And at the end, and we can keep these things under an hour. Where the hell am I going? I'm not throwing that way, that's for damn sure. Looks like someone hit this with a shotgun, for Christ's sake. All right, we got number 9, our last one together before I give you a playback. 209. See the basket down there? We're gonna do the Valkyrie. Just gonna do an easy forehand throw. See if we can't throw the trees. So throw 109, it's 209. Using a forehand with a Valkyrie. I'm gonna hyzer this a little bit because I want to give it some height. Oh, not enough, damn it. I had the right idea, I just didn't execute. I didn't put enough to it. I wasn't aggressive with the throw, but I went down the right side. It was starting to turn, but I didn't snap enough, so it stayed right a little bit too long, and we dumped the tree. So gotta be more aggressive. We're gonna do a forehand with a six claw because I need to try to fade back right. Let's see if we can make this work. Not normally a throw I do with this, so I'm trying to get close. Save three. Oh, come on, stop rolling. I didn't think about that. That thing rolls really bad, so I didn't think about that. Forgot. So we hit next to the basket, but unfortunately the roll shot us further, and now we're in the weeds just past the basket. So it's going to be a three. It's going to be a long one from whatever this mess is, but it hit light, so the roll wasn't angry, so to speak. So it didn't, there wasn't enough power for it to drive up into the weeds. So let's see if we can't save a three. I'm going to put y'all in the basket for nine here as we try to save a three here. These are Innova disc golf baskets. I don't know models that well, but Pro Disc Golf Targets, Dispatcher Pro 28, whatever the hell it means. I thought for sure I missed. I hit the basket. I was throwing the bird, and it was just a toss. So you have the basket edge on the right hand side, and I hit that, and I thought for sure it. I threw it, and as soon as it hit that, I looked down and grabbed my disc, and when I looked up, I heard shh, and the disc in the basket. So we just saved the three. Okay, I'll take luck. We saved the three. Wow, that was pretty cool. All right, I'll definitely take a look any day of the week. Number one, I forgot to score one, didn't I? Damn it. One was F2, left side of the building, upshot with the berg and in, so one was a three. Okay, I forgot to score the one, apparently I didn't hear it. All right, so front nine is done. I will come back and give you an update, let you know how the back half goes. We are in Hurricane, West Virginia, doing an 18 before I get back on the road. And front nine, we are plus one. We got one bogey on two, which is a par four, we got a five. And we got a bogey on six, it's par three, we got a four. And our birdie came on four. So, all right, so I'm gonna move to 10, which is 220, and I will come back and give you a back half update. All right, we got done with Valley Park. Took me a little bit longer to get the back half done because I was doing some video stuff. A couple good ones, just disc golf crap. So again, we're in Hurricane, West Virginia. Where's my glasses? Oh, where's my drink? Oh, my glasses. So give me my drink. So, Valley Park, I played the short tee, so there's a long option. For podcast purposes, and the fact I'm only going to play this course once, shorts are good enough. Shorts will still challenge your game. It's well over 5,000 feet. So if you play the shorts, you're at 5,020 feet. That's what I played today. It's par 58. Longs are 6,673. On some of them, it dramatically changes the hole. Like one short and long is two completely different throws. You completely bring water into play if you're throwing longs. So make sure you have the experience for it. I really enjoy it. It's beautiful. I'd love to be able to play the second time, but I got more driving to do today. So, but the front nine, we got a birdie. We got two bogeys. The back half, I was screwing around with the video too much, so I can't beat myself up too bad. The only one I will beat myself up on is 16. 16 really got away from me, and we ended up with a double bogey on that one. So, but we parred 10, par 11. We bogeyed 12, 13, 14, and then we birdied 15 and birdied 17. Got it on video too, by the way, which is awesome for the short videos. And then 18, I thought I was going to end up with a bogey, but it didn't hit me that 400 plus out here is a par four, so we ended up four in it, even though I made a crappy drive. My second shot wasn't very good. It was too low. Form was wrong. The third shot with a forehand Valkyrie I dropped me within 4 feet of the basket. So it was a scramble, but we got a four on 18. Par for the podcast is traditionally what I'm after, so that's what we got. And well, that's not what we got today. Today we got a plus four, but I mean, as far as the holes go. Parking's outstanding. Pavilions are outstanding. The scenery's outstanding. If the only thing that would make this a perfect course is if the water holes were bigger, which they can't do because of the way this place is designed. Now, if I gave something a five, this is pretty close, but if I gave something a five, then that means it's for everybody. So it means a pro can come out here and be challenged, and a beginner can come out here and be challenged. To me, that's what a five should be rated as, is one that is done very well across the board. And so for anything to get a five from me, you would have to hit a whole bunch of different levels. And like, if you go to a pro course, for instance, it might be the most manicured thing on the planet, but if an amateur can't play there, I'm sorry, in my opinion, it doesn't deserve a five. This is a four, four and a half easy. It is still challenger pro out here. The trees will still challenge you. I wish it was a bit more water, maybe. The footage is a little off. I think it should be redone. I don't like their signage. Their signage is not, for us disc golfers that play a lot, it's okay, but because we understand we have U-Disc and we've got context because we've played games, but if you're a beginner, these signs would be really confusing. So I would like, really my only critique is to simplify the signs for newer people so we can encourage new people to come in. And but a new person on two, you're going to get discouraged. That's a 500 footer. So it's, I bogeyed that one. And a lot of it was because I didn't know where the basket was. Because again, I don't look at the map on these. I only look at the U-Disc map once I'm standing at the tee. And if I can't see the basket, I don't go walking up looking for it. So, I just either trust the signage or trust U-Disc. And then just throw accordingly, and if it screws up, it screws up. That's part of this podcast. It's an adventure, so I don't want to make it too easy, I guess. I had a good time today here. I'm very happy I stopped. I will only probably do one more today, but then again, I've said that before. So Valley Park in Hurricane, West Virginia, this is a fantastic course. If y'all are anywhere close there or you're coming by, if you're on the interstate, and you stop at the Virginia rest stop here at Hurricane, if you stop at the eastbound one and you go back where the rigs park, the car parking isn't that far away. You actually walk onto the green at four and five. So you don't even have to drive through the city to get here. You can just park in the rest stop and come over here and play games, enjoy the park, and then walk back over to your RV or your van or your truck or whatever you got. So beautiful soccer complex. Apparently they got swimming pools here. Everything is just super, super nice. It's an upscale neighborhood, so maybe that has something to do with it, but this is probably one of the best looking parks I've seen overall for all the amenities. Bathrooms are clean because I use one when I come in. So definitely give this one a shot. If you're traveling through, stop and play it. You'll not be sorry. You'll enjoy the experience. Beautiful hike, beautiful scenery. People are super pleasant. And I hope y'all get to enjoy this one because I definitely did today. Now I'm going to cool off and change shirts, drink a little bit. Nothing non-alcoholic, by the way. I drink my root beer, and I'm going to get on the road. I got some more traveling to do, and I think I've got like 400 or 500 miles to go. So, and we'll grab a couple more, get some rest tonight, and then I got to go to work tomorrow. So I won't play anything on the 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th because I'll be working those days. I might be able to squeeze a game in on Sunday morning, but I'll be playing enough disc golf next week. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. So, Valley Park, Hurricane, West Virginia, put it on your list. Play this one. It's worth it. It's great. Love it. As always, good throw, bad throw. Good course, bad course. Sunny day, not sunny day, like we got today. Get out and play. The more you play, the better you get. Be honest with yourself. After you throw, if it doesn't fly the way you want to, don't blame the disc. Think about how you throw it. So if you simply can't get it to work, get another disc. Try a different brand until you figure out what you want. So, and you will get better, I promise, but you got to keep playing. Play in tournaments, get around people, get in the league, get around people that play. You're going to learn more. And keep throwing. There's JTM out here, but I shall return.